and as you descend into them, what mind-boggling structures these wells are. Their early builders were capable of astonishing feats of engineering. The Chand Bauri in Abaneri, east of Jaipur, the capital of Rajasthan, resembles an inverted ziggurat. It's 13 stories and 3,500 narrow steps prefigure M.C. Escher's impossible object by centuries. The Panna Meena Kakun stepwell, also near Jaipur, is another elaborate masterpiece. Hindu embellishments to Baulis included covered arcades and pavilions that served as refuges from the heat and even as lodgings. Sculptures and friezes were crammed with gods, animals and humans. Spreading Muslim rule introduced a more austere, though no less impressive, architecture of arches and jalis, or stone lattice windows. But all this was abandoned. The decline of the stepwell began with the British Raj, which insisted Baulis were unhygienic havens of vermin and disease. They called for them to be filled in or barricaded. The Raj's administrators were blind to their role in socializing, and as subterranean caravans arise. Independent India's encouragement of diesel-powered borewells proved to be the Baulis' death knell. Yet these borewells' impact on the water table, plus untrammeled urban development, have led to a drastic depletion of natural aquifers and a country-wide water crisis. That is one reason why the restoration efforts of the AKTC and like-minded groups have struck a chord. More Indians are wondering whether old-fashioned water conservation methods have lessons for today. At Nizamuddin Daga, the trust has saved the Bauli. Its workers cleared the tank of tons of sludge and relayed the neighbourhood's sewage pipes. Marrying traditional workmanship with laser scans and ground-penetrating radar, the trust rebuilt the Bauli in a form as close to the original as possible. In the process, a subterranean passage from the saint's tomb to the tank was uncovered, along with water springs and the well's wooden foundations.